up over the bear.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Okay. Is there any public participation? Seeing none, under item 3, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Thank you. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Okay. Under item 4, board business. For notice purposes, we have the first reading of the following policy update. Number 1, reduction in force of administration staff, GCPA, attachment A.
Opening the door.
All right. Under item B, can I have a motion to approve a resolution determining to proceed to submit to the electors of the Norton City School District the question of an additional tax levy for the purpose of current expenses pursuant to section 5705.21 of the revised code attachment B.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? I would like to discuss this further. A couple weeks ago, we did pass the initial reading of this resolution asking for the public to support a 3.9 mil levy. And as we said at that meeting, we were going to continue to look at ways to cut our budget. And we are continuing to do that. In addition to that, about a week or so ago, Mrs. Hagenbusch brought to the board's attention the possibility that the district may receive in the next two or three years, some money from the Nexus pipeline. That's not guaranteed money. It's nothing that we can actually count on as part of our budget because we don't know if and when exactly we will receive it. But because we continue to look at our budget and ways to make cuts, and in addition to that, we're looking at other things that we might be able to do down the road in terms of different levies, I'm recommending to the board that we reduce the millage that we asked for from a 3.9 to a 3.5. I know it doesn't result in a significant decrease to what we're asking for, but we are trying to be as cost effective as we can and making reductions in our budget. We know that it's difficult for the public. We're trying to make this as manageable as possible. The way that I guess sometimes that we look at things is what that does do to your home budget. And it's approximately the cost of a large sized pizza every month. I hope that the pizza businesses in Norton aren't upset with me for saying that, but we are trying to be as diligent as possible and transparent as possible in looking at our budget. So I'm hoping that everyone will support that and certainly that the public will support it. So is there any further discussion?
I agree.
I like the idea of reducing it. I think any way we can show responsibility and to help the taxpayer base, to reduce expenses is always a good thing.
The other thing that I want to emphasize is that we have to have this levy passed this year. Last year we lost collections because we weren't able to pass it in 2017. So we absolutely need this. There's a lot of things that we want to do in our district. We don't want to affect what we're doing in the classroom. And I think, this board, this administration has a lot of positive ideas and wants to continue to move forward. So I can't stress enough how important this is that we pass it this year.
I think every superintendent and every board would love to go to their community, with different funding methods that the community would support and feel good about. It's tough right now in the entire state of Ohio. It's tough in Norton and many other districts, but ultimately for us to be in a position with our community to alleviate a lot of the tax burden, whether or not that is through natural growth or new business or any other additional assets that would happen to come our way, that would be ideal. I think every superintendent would love to go to his or her taxpayer and say, we no longer need this particular levy, or we don't need this income tax. The state normally handles things to where districts really are never really wealthy. We're just able to manage our budget and manage things, but I think this is a good reach out to our community to say something that we discussed a couple weeks ago. We've been able to reduce a little bit because of some additional personnel decisions that we've made, and I think it's a good reach to our community.
Is there any other further discussion?
Excuse me, am I too late for the public participation?
We're in the middle of discussion on a resolution. We did ask for public participation previously.
So I'm too late?
Yes.
I get it.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on the resolution? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Actually, this is the 3.9.
Oh, 3.9.
That we're voting on first, just so everyone understands.
Okay.
Mr. Inks?
No.
Mr. Santelli?
No.
Mr. Yule?
No.
Mrs. Webble?
No.
Mrs. Bennett?
No. Motion fails, 0-5. Okay, at this point, can I have a motion to...
Hold on. Do we need to... A?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry.
To amend the agenda. Is that what you're talking
no,
about?
No, we didn't take
it's a... It's just a first reading.
It's just a first reading,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
We'll vote on
I
that.
I just wanted to make sure we didn't have to. I know it was
next
first reading.
Next week.
Okay.
Okay. Now, at this point, can I have a motion to modify the agenda to add a resolution determining to proceed to submit to the electors of the Norton City School District the question of an additional tax levy for the purpose of current expenses?
Hold on. This one.
Okay. A motion to proceed on a resolution declaring it necessary to levy an additional tax for the purpose of current expenses and requesting the Summit County Fiscal Officer to certify the total current tax valuation of the school district and the dollar amount of revenue that would be generated by that additional levy pursuant to sections 5705.03 and 5705.21 of the revised code.
It's in the millage.
And the millage? Of 3.5.
So moved. So,
second.
Okay. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Now, is there anything else?
That was the motion to
that was
add
the,
that
add it.
One. Now,
so now
we need
we
to vote
back.
On it.
Okay. At this time, can I have a motion to approve the resolution to declaring it necessary to levy an additional tax for the purpose of current expenses and requesting the Summit County Fiscal Officer to certify the total current tax valuation of the school district and the dollar amount of revenue that would be generated by that additional levy pursuant to sections 5705.03 and 5705.21 of the revised code for an additional 3.5 mil tax.
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. At this time, can I have a motion to adjourn if there's no other discussion?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.